We're going to switch gears now. Joining me now on the phone is Bob Schillerstrom. Bob is the former DuPage County board chairman, and he is now chairman of the Illinois Tollway Authority. And I wanted to have Bob on because lots of work and planning in place with a $4 billion plan to widen the tri-state tollway. Bob, thanks for joining me this morning.
Morning, Rick. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what are we going to be doing with the tri-state tollway?
The tollway put in place a number of years ago a program called Move Illinois, which was a substantial investment in infrastructure. It was a 15-year program to spend $12 billion. And one of the last portions or the last projects was to go in and rebuild 294, the central tri-state, from Balmoral to 95th Street. That's a 22-mile stretch, big project. It was budgeted to be about $1.9 billion. For people who drive on that, especially people who drive during the rush hour, they know that it's probably our most congested road on the tollway system. And the board, the tollway board and myself, we just felt that to rebuild the road without addressing any of the congestion or the intersections that didn't work was not a real responsible way to treat our customers. So the plan that we broke out this week and that the board adopted is to add capacity, put a lane in each direction, a new lane in each direction, completely rebuild the road, put a flex lane so we can run buses on the center like we do on the Jane Addams and on the Stevenson, and to fix those troublesome intersections, that intersection where 290, 294, and 88 comes together, and also the intersection down where 55 and 294 come together. So this is a big investment in infrastructure. We think it's the right thing to do for our customers. It will reduce congestion and make the road function better in a safer manner.
So where is the money coming from?
Well, the tollway, as you know, does not use any taxpayer money. We don't get any federal money, we don't get any state money, and we don't have any local money. All of the money that the tollway operates on comes from their users. And this program, as I said, this Move Illinois program, we're about halfway through it. And there have been savings there. Interest rates, as you know, have been at historic lows, so we've saved money on what we've borrowed. The tollway is probably, well, we're one of the main games in town when it comes to construction. There's not a lot going on otherwise, so we've been able to contract with our vendors at lower rates than we might have otherwise. So the bottom line is the $2 billion additional that we need to provide this capacity and fix these intersections, we've been able to find it within our program. There will be no toll increase. There will be no cost to our users, no additional cost to our users.
And I would assume, since you guys aren't part technically of the kind of stalemated governmental process, that you're capacity to borrow and your credit ratings are much better than what we're seeing for other elements of government.
Yes, we're an independent unit of government to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, we have reporting requirements to the state, and our board is selected by the governor. But from a financial point of view, we are a non-appropriated agency, and so our bond rating is substantially higher than the state's, and we are a good credit, and people like to buy our bonds, and we are confident that it will continue to be that way in the future as we are very very fiscally responsible.
Well, and of course, with the good credit rating means more favorable interest rates and an overall savings compared to other entities of government that we see that are approaching junk bond status and would have to pay substantially greater interest rates in order to cover their debt load. What is the time frame that we're looking at for this for the tri-state project?
The board on Thursday approved this this modified plan, this congestion relief plan. We will now go to design. We will hire designers who will come in and actually design the road. In doing that, we want to be very transparent. We have a lot of neighbors along 294 that are concerned about what's going to happen. So we want to have them be part of the process. We're going to have community groups. We're going to reach out to the communities there, and we want to work with the communities. There's many communities there that have flooding, and while we're working on this project, we think we can work with them. We've already signed a memorandum of understanding with the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, who's in charge of working to reduce flooding in Cook County, to work with them to see if while we're out there doing construction, we can address some of these flooding issues. There will be some on-off ramps that we want to improve or that maybe we want to add so that we can have a positive impact on local traffic and getting people on and off of our road. So the planning process will go on for probably about the next 3 years. In 2018, what we will do is we will start to do what we call pre-construction work. We'll start to work with the utility companies to move the utilities, to acquire any land if it's needed. And then you'll start to see actual construction work probably in late 2020 or early 2021. And then the construction project itself will probably take 3 to 4 years. So we're talking probably a 7-year program here from where we're at right now to when we're all done and we give this improved roadway back to our customers.
We're speaking with Bob Schillerstrom. He's the chairman of the Illinois Tollway. We're talking about the $4 billion plan to widen the tri-state tollway. But don't worry about it just yet. Let them do the planning first. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson on this rainy Sunday in downtown Chicago. I'm in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me on the phone is Bob Schillerstrom. He's the chairman of the Illinois Tollway. We're talking about the plans to widen the tri-state, rebuild the tri-state tollway. And, you know, Bob, I know already that, you know, as your engineer team and design teams, you know, start to reimagine the tollway here, that the tri-state, that there is the belief that already you have, because of congestion problems, you've got people that are avoiding the tri-state and you know, putting pressure on things like Route 83 and York Road and really building up traffic concerns in the local communities as well.
That's true. With technology the way it is now, when people want to get home as quickly as they can and as safely as possible, and with, you know, apps like Waze and things such as that, they're going to take the shortest route and they're going to use local streets. So we probably have about 130,000 passenger vehicles a day that use the tri-state right now, and then another 25,000 trucks. And all of our projections show that is going to grow substantially in the next few years. So congestion relief is very, very important. And anybody who's been on the tri-state during rush hour, either in the morning or the afternoon, knows that something needs to be done. And those intersections, they just don't work. We have backups under the main line, which is a safety concern. We really need to take a comprehensive look at this, and that's what we asked the staff to do. We said, go think out of the box, build a 21st century road for us, and come back, and we'll try and figure out a way that we can pay for it without negatively impacting our customers. And the staff did a great job coming back with this this proposal. It will save probably our projections show that it'll save substantial time once it's completed, probably 240 hours a year for the average commuter. And you can break that down. That's a substantial opportunity to either spend additional time with your family, time to recreate, or time to do additional work if you want to do that. So we think that's important for our customers. And then when you look at the savings and you look at the lost time when people are sitting in traffic, we think that it may save as much as $330 million annually. So this is a good investment for our users. It'll be beneficial to the local communities because those people who are leaving our system to take that shortcut through those communities, they'll come back to the system because they'll be able to move along at a faster rate. We're thinking that when this is done, that right now our average speed during rush hour is 20, 25 miles an hour, that we can get it up as high as to 45 miles an hour. So this will change the way that people can get to and from work, make it more efficient for them, give them more time, and also make it safer.
Does this project envision new interchanges?
Yes. Perhaps one of the worst intersections in Illinois is where the Eisenhower, I-88, and 294 come together. You've got all kinds of traffic going down to one lane and then expanding again, and we have backups on the main line. So that is a big safety concern. We will be working with IDOT. One of the things that I asked our staff to do on this was, I said, don't be constrained by if it's an IDOT intersection or if it's a tollway intersection. What we have to do is we have to look at this from the driver's point of view, from the user's point of view. And if it's an IDOT intersection, let's work with them to fix it so that the system works. We need to look at this from a transportation system point of view instead of from just a tollway point of view or an IDOT point of view. And the staff rose to the occasion. So we're going to be looking at working with IDOT to fix these intersections, to get them done so that people won't be held up at an intersection, perhaps because it's not a tollway intersection. But
has that been a problem in the past? I mean,
oftentimes I think in the past some of our transportation systems were siloed. And one of the things that we've been very successful at with Governor Rauner and this administration is to unsilo them, to look at it from the user's point of view and not just from IDOT's point of view or the tollway's point of view or public transportation's point of view. We've worked with IDOT. We continue to work with IDOT and will on these intersections. We're going to work with the RTA and PACE in particular on running buses on the shoulders. We're looking at this as a transportation system and from the user's point of view and not from an agency point of view.
Do some of these interchanges in the reconfigurations and reconstruction, are we moving the tollway system to more of just the electronic exits where it's just it's just the I-pass only kind of thing?
Well, technology has improved tremendously, and one of the things I think that has really changed people's view of the tollway is I-pass, where you don't have to wait in line to pay your tolls. People were so frustrated when they're trying to get to work or they're trying to get home and they had to wait in line forever to pay a toll. So the I-pass has been, I really think, transformational for the user. About 87% of our payments on the tollway are now made by I-pass, and our goal is to have our payment system 100% electronic in the near future. We think that's what people want. It makes the operation more efficient, and we're getting close. We're a leader in the country on electronic tolling, and want to continue to do that because that's what our users want.
I also want to ask you, I've been hearing things in the news lately about the Route 53 extension kind of a project, and I don't know where the tollway fits into that kind of a project at all. But there's a project that has been, I think I'm trying to see if the Piatone Airport has been the longer stalled project versus that.
I think it's that. They've been talking about that project for 50 years up there. And that's a project that the Tollway Board has voted to do an environmental impact study on, which, as you know, is the first requirement, a federal requirement, before you can build a new road. So That's where that is right now. That's a political hot potato. There's a lot of people up in Lake County who want to have that road done and think that it will be transformational for their county, like 355 was in DuPage, and like we think it may be down in Will County, and I think it is becoming in Will County. But there's also a group up there that is concerned about it. But the environmental impact study stage is really just an exploration, number one, as to whether or not the road should be built, and then if there's a decision that the road should be built, what are the options, what are the routes, what are the possibilities, and what are the drawbacks to doing it? And it really would answer, I think, many of the questions that the people who are concerned about the road being built have, and also would be a next step and a necessary step for the people who are in favor of building the road.
I mean, I was up in Lake County just about a week ago during kind of rush hour, and there are parts of the county obviously very bucolic, but also when you're talking about two lanes of traffic, one going each way at rush hour, it's hard to go 3 miles in 45 minutes.
A lot of congestion up there. I tell people I've been around for a long time, and I remember when 355 was being planned and discussed in DuPage County, and when you couldn't get from Naperville to Itasca, it took forever. And we had many of the same issues. And people are concerned about change. Roads concern people. I understand it. But now that the road is built in DuPage County, it's been transformational for our county. It's easy to get around. It has spurred economic development. It has created jobs. And I recognize the concerns in Lake County, but with this EIS project, if it is determined that the road should be built, I'm sure that it will be built in an environmentally sensitive way, and the concerns of the people who have concerns will be taken under advisement.
That's Bob Schillerstrom. He is the chairman of the Illinois Tollway. Bob, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Rick, thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Appreciate it. We'll be back with more right after this.